happy Sunday to you and yours. Bay Ragney here, and we're broadcasting live with Tootle Jim Radio Rocks, and we got a special show lined up for you tonight. That's right, we got the one and only Mr. Nathan Sprades, lead singer, lead vocalist, front man, whatever you want to call him, of the band The Dark Station, California-based band. That's kind of dark. How about that? So they just released their first two singles in the last month with accompanying videos. You can check them out on YouTube. A song called Heroes and a song called Obvious. And yeah, it's killer stuff, man. Killer freaking stuff. You're going to dig it. But we hear, like, talking to Nathan, we learn, like, the whole master plan of Dark Station and the whole behind the scenes and how this all has come together and the plan and how they're doing it. And it's really, really interesting and cool story. And it shows you, like, the whole new era of music bands and how things work. So, so without further ado, here he is, Mr. Nathan Sprades.
Right on time. There he is. What's going on, Kyle?
Oh, hey, what's up, man? It's actually Nate.
Hey, Nate, how are you?
Good. How are you doing, man?
Good, man. So, that was like, I just looked, it was like, boom, 7 o'clock, and then there you are, prompt. Got lost.
Yeah, no, we're pretty punctual for the most part. We try to be.
So,
we're not rock stars, man.
Well, that's the eternal goal, isn't it, here?
Yeah, but we're not going to be asshole rock stars.
Perfect.
We make an appointment, we're going to be there on time. You know what I mean?
Perfect answer. So, the one thing that really, like, instantly, like, kept hitting me in the face was, like, this seemed to really all come together really quick for you guys. Like, were you guys friends before you, like, got in the band together? Did you know each other from the music scene?
It's funny that we've done so many. Sorry, I'm adjusting my headset here. We've done a lot of interviews over the past 2 months, man. Just since Heroes was released, and it feels like we've done a ton of them, but nobody's ever asked that. And we talk about this all the time. I was actually in a couple bands before I joined this band called Behind the Fallen, which most of those members were either founding members of that band or they had been in it at the time with me.
Okay.
So about 2 years ago now, on Father's Day, our bassist, Eric Sinful, he was in Behind the Fallen at the time, and he saw my other band perform at Chain Reaction in Anaheim, California, and decided to contact me because they needed a new singer, and then we released a music video and a song for that with me and the band, and then after that it kind of just, like, they all wanted to start something new at that point. You know, the band had been a thing for a while, and Kyle approached them and got the whole thing kind of together, and at that point I was gonna quit music. I had just been doing it for a long time, and I was like, you know, man, maybe it's just a pipe dream. Maybe it's just something that's like, I tried, you know what I mean? So it took them a while to get me in there, man. And it's not that I didn't want to do it. Like I said, I was just, my spirits were kind of down, and I was just like, I don't know how I feel about it anymore, you know? I wanted to do it, definitely. There's a huge spark in me for it, but I just wasn't sure if it was going to happen. So, I eventually got in there, and we pumped out a song or two, and we're like, okay, you know, this might be able to work. And then once we had made and I'll give a little info on this. It's going to be the fourth release that we make with the music video before the album. And once we made that song is when I figured out, and I was like, okay, shit, maybe we could do this. You know, maybe this might be something. Like, it just started to kind of get real at that point. And every song we made from there, just, we loved it more than the last one. And, you know, that happened. This was all last year, like just about a year ago. So where we are right now is basically everything you've seen in 1 year. And we're really stoked on the feedback that we've gotten, man. We're really excited about making the next release here in just a little under 2 weeks, man. It's coming up close.
Wow.
So, it might even be less than that. A week and a half.
So basically, it kind of sounds like what you're saying is, like, so you were kind of like teetering on the edge, like at first you didn't want to be in it, and then you started just messing around with it, and then by the fourth song, was it the fourth song you guys worked on together? Like that's when
just
you really felt like
third
coming.
Or fourth.
Yeah, so you didn't really make a commitment until that point. Is that what you're saying?
I mean, in a way, I mean, I drove like over an hour, you know, to the studio every time we recorded because it was in North Hollywood and I live in like the lower part of Southern California, like not quite San Diego, but like in the middle of San Diego and LA. It's like a small beach town. And,
sure.
So I drove an hour, you know, every time we record and I went in there and, you know, I talked to Kyle previously and, you know, I definitely showed interest because I was like, there was just that's just part of me. Like I couldn't say no at that point in time, even though I was on the fence about it. And then, yeah, once we made this one specific song and then every song started to get better. Like that was, for me, that was like, I didn't know also that I could kind of pull out that vocal style that they were, you know, that we kind of wanted. I was really trained to sing like, you know, the post-hardcore Warped Tour scene stuff. You know what I mean? Like the stuff that I'd been kind of chasing my whole life, like wanted to be on Warped Tour, you know, that was like the dream. And I was so close, my eyes were kind of closed to something bigger than that. And when I realized, I'm like, well, you know, what if I can pull off these vocals? Like, what if I can really change my vocals to just kind of do whatever for this album, you know, and make them really, really just versatile. And that's what I ended up doing, man. I learned a lot about myself in this album, and I really did pull through once I had that spark of like, yeah, this could actually work, man. We're making some good stuff, so.
So on these hour-long rides to the studio, like now I know me personally, like when I'm in my car and I'm driving somewhere, that's when I do the most intense thinking. And were you like arguing with yourself in your head, like what the hell am I doing? I don't want to do this. Or this could be so freaking amazing. Like were you just struggling in your head, like going back and forth?
It's funny that you have that outlook about it because I didn't really realize that until you just said something about it, but. Every ride up there, it wasn't really a battle. It was more of like, okay, I've already like said I'm gonna do this. I'm gonna try, you know. So I was like, that just kind of means like, you know, I have to put effort in until it really clicks where I'm like, all right, yeah, I can do this. Like, just because it's not there, you know. So I was like, until I get to that point, like I'm gonna try. If I've already made the decision to commit and try, you know.
Right.
It wasn't really like a war with my head at that point, but on the car ride up there. For the song I'm talking about, it's going to be our fourth release, and it's hilarious because I had nothing prepared for this song, and it could easily be a hit, and I think it will be. I think it honestly will be. There's information I can't say about it right now that we're trying to pull some strings with it. But on the car ride up there for that specific song, I had nothing prepared and I started writing the chorus like in this little notepad app that I have on my phone and wrote the chorus and just hummed the melody. And I was like, okay, this is what I want. Like just kind of found it. And I knew it sounded sick, but I was like, I didn't understand how great it was going to sound until we actually recorded it. And then the verses on the song were completely freestyled. Like, I don't know where the lyrics came from, but it's funny because they all made sense about what it's actually about, what the song ended up being about in the end, and why I wrote the chorus. So that's kind of what I ended up doing most of the car rides up there, was just figuring my shit out, man. Like, what the hell am I going to say on this track? Like, what am I going to do, you know? And after that kind of went away, though. Like, once I had that fire relit in me, it was all smooth sailing from there. Like, at that point, it was like, I know I can just go in there, and I have tons of shit that I want to say. I have material for days. Like, I will never run out of things to say. So I wasn't worried about it. But, yeah, I mean, that's pretty much what my car rides up there were like, which is you know.
Did you have like what was your plan in life, like if you weren't gonna do music? Did you get that far? Like, were you contemplating like what to do next?
I mean, dude, I've had plenty of other career opportunities. You know, I've had a lot of job experience, just doing anything. You know, I've worked in kitchens, I've worked in solar, I've worked in welding and fabrications and retail. You know, I've done just so many different types of work, sales, like anything you can think of, I almost just learned how to do or just done. So I wasn't really worried. You know, I was probably going to try to go to school and maybe get like you know, what do they call those programs where you go for like a year or two, depending on what it is, you know, a trade, like learn a trade,
go to trade school or something.
Because that's what my mom did, and she makes great money. I mean, she owns her own business now, but like she did that, and she was working as an MA, like for her age, making a prevailing wage at the time, you know, and it took her a year and like $2,000, and she just got a certificate and, wow. you know, worked in hospitals. And so, I mean, like I figured, you know, and everyone told me too, like everyone who did encourage me to kind of chase my dreams usually was older people that weren't related to me. And they all told me, like, don't worry about finding a career, man. Like, I'm 35 and I started working at FedEx and now I'm retired and I'm 60, you know, like people told me not to worry about that kind of stuff because I'm only in my mid 20s, you know, and like that's something that never, you know, you're never too old to go to school, you know? So it's like, I wasn't really worried about that, man, but I was more bummed out about like not being able to live my dream, you know, cause that was something that I was like, you know, I wanted it to happen. I did it. Everything I could since the day I was like 9 or 10, you know, to try to do something in music, and it just didn't happen, you know. So that was where my head was at.
You know, all those people too that like gave you that advice, them older people, were probably all people who, you know, maybe not involved with music or whatever, but probably gave up on a dream to go into the work world, you know what I mean, and become that professional person. And yeah, and they're probably just, yeah, you know, speaking from experience, like, don't do it. Like, follow that dream, dude.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that's why, in the grand scheme of things, man, like, I really hope that we make it on some, you know, level that we can't fathom right now at this point in time. Because if we do, there's going to be so many things I'm going to do with all that money, like start websites and foundations to help kids really learn about the music industry so that they don't get fucked, and then really help them grow and like, you know, understand how to be a better musician, how to be a better writer, how to be a better lyricist. Like, you don't have to be some amazing singer. I could tell, I can list 5 vocalists probably that have admitted themselves that they were not great singers, but they had the fucking flame to do it. They had such a fire for it that they open their mouths and you fucking believe what they said. You know, you believe every word. And those are the people that sell themselves. You know, like, you don't have to be amazing at what you do. You just have to find your style of doing it. And I want to teach that. Like, I want to do so many cool things for so many people and kids and just different, you know, like, so yeah, I hope this thing really blows up just so that I have the opportunity to do what I really want to do. And that's just fucking help everybody that I can. And that's the whole point of all this, you know, it's the whole point. I don't care if everybody knows my name, you know, it is what it is.
I mean, it sounds like, you know, and seems like you guys are like on the right path. I mean, you put 2 singles out already, and the first single you guys put out, May 31st, and it's got 123 streams already on, or 123,000 streams on Spotify. I mean, that's a lot of freaking streams for a pretty much unknown band.
Yeah, I mean, for those numbers being organic, I definitely agree. I think we do have a long road ahead of us. I started looking at, you know, what we're doing, and then, you know, like other artists that kind of blew up at the time, like look at Linkin Park and My Chemical Romance and like bands like that. And even Avenged Sevenfold, you know, like all those bands kind of started like maybe 6 years apart, like Avenged and Linkin Park in the late 90s. And then like My Chem in the early, like 2001, you know, like they all had the same kind of path. They all did one full length album. They didn't fuck around with these EPs, you know, they did one full-length album, threw everything they had in the thrusters for it. They just, and then from there on, man, they just started touring. Then, you know, Meteora came out, like, for Linkin Park, an example, 2003, and then, like, by 2005 or 6, you know what I mean? Like, they were just huge.
Yeah.
Like, that those tours, those broken, you know, broken vans, like, everything they had to deal with from that point, you know, to from point A to B, you know, like I look at that and try to compare it to our career and what we're doing. And yeah, man, I agree. I think we're doing everything we should be. And it's all going to be a learning experience. We've got 2 more singles that we still have to drop before we give you guys the album. We're really excited, and each one is going to come with a music video. So yeah, really stoked on that.
Is that why the plan was to do the full length this time? I mean, right out of the gate, instead of going like an EP, or maybe even just like continue with the singles like you're doing?
100%. Yeah.
cool.
We picked four singles once the album was done. I think we already kind of knew before the album was done what the singles were going to be, but we wanted to wait just to be sure because every song kept getting better than the last one we did. So, our original plan was, you know, we'll start at the end of May, release another one in July, August, September, and then October, plan for the album release. So that's kind of like the game plan right now.
That's awesome. Yeah, that's the way to do it, man. It's, you know, put it out there one at a time and let people build up that anticipation. Let people hunger for that, you know, the full thing. Don't give it all to them at once. I can't stand when bands do that. I'm just like, what are you doing?
Yeah. No, we definitely need to push that material because it's expensive, man. And, you know, it's really cutthroat out there. And I understand why a lot of people, you know, hide behind the fact that they don't have money. And I totally get that, man, because there's a lot of bands that I started with little money. But it's like, you got to find a way. You got to, you know, no matter what, you got to find some way to do it. If you want it bad enough, you really can. There's no excuse for it, you know.
Now, I'm more excited that I got to interview you than Kyle. Nothing against Kyle, but the main reason for this was because as I was going through the second video you guys did, second single for Obvious, you got a spider on your hands the whole time. I'm like, dude, is that like your spider? Like, did you like were you friends with the spider before you met? Like, I was all freaked out, man.
So the funny thing is, I had no idea the spider was going to be in the video until we got there, and the spider just appeared. And they're like, "Yeah, we just so our the guy that directed it, his name is Robin, and he just came up to me and he's like, "So he's like, hear me out. We got a spider." He's like, "How are you with spiders? It's tarantula." And I'm like, "I mean, I'm not scared of them. I'm not scared of them. Like." I've held one before a long time ago, but you know, that was different setting, but I just wasn't prepared for it. But I was like, I'm not going to say no, you know, this is our music video. Like, fuck it. Let's fucking do it. So, you know, he's like, you know, maybe we can get it coming out of your mouth too. And I'm like,
what?
I'm like, look, I don't think this is the right tarantula for that. And thank God we didn't do that because there are tarantulas that are, I don't know if they're hairless, but they have the defense mechanism and they flick hairs off their back and that leaves a really irritating thing when they, and they're hard to get out. So if they get into your respiratory system, into your mouth and you know what I mean? That's just bad news, your eyes, like anything like that. So I was glad we didn't do that with her. She's very gentle. I did end up taking her home though. I'm looking at her right now. She's crawling around. She's in her little terrarium. I took her home because I didn't want him to release her or return her. So,
that's wild.
But yeah, it was a good experience,
you
man.
You became like a spider owner from this. That's wild.
Yeah, I didn't intend to, but you know, they were like, "Oh, we'll either release her or take her back." And I was like, "Well, if you release her, she's gonna die." And I was like, "I'm just gonna take her home." So I took her home in this little container, and then bought a little or this big like terrarium for it. It's like a 10-gallon tank, and she got a little nice home now. Feed her once a week. She's good to go.
So maybe she can become like in Rocky, in the original Rocky movie, he had his turtles, Cuff and Link. And still, 40 years later, Sylvester Stallone still has those two turtles. They're his turtles. So maybe she can be Cuff and Link, and you guys can become the new Rocky.
Well, yeah. I mean, the females of her type, she's a Chilean rose-haired tarantula, and they live, I think the females live 20 to 25 years. So that's a long time. I have no idea how old she is, but no, she's an absolute pleasure, man. I was holding her that entire day, even off the camera. She was just chilling in my hand.
That's
just
awesome.
Didn't move at all. And yeah, that's how it happened.
So now, what's going to be the next single now? It's coming out, I would imagine, what, beginning of August?
It'll be between, I think like it was like either between August 3rd and August 5th.
Okay.
If I'm not mistaken, we've been trying to keep the releases on a Friday, and we just kind of talked about it. We actually just got a a text from the producer saying that we're gonna get the first edit, or I'm pretty sure it'll be the final edit, but we're gonna get the video back tonight that we're releasing. We haven't seen it yet, so tonight's gonna be the first night that we do that, and I'm excited, very excited. This is gonna be one of the most exciting releases that we've done. We're all really excited for this one. So.
That's awesome. So now, something else that's kind of mind blowing. And this is where now I really have an interesting question where, is it true you guys haven't done a live show yet?
True. Yeah. We have not done a live show.
How is that possible? Like I'm like completely blown away by this now.
So we like originally kind of went into it knowing that live shows are going to be the very last thing that we do. And I think we kind of approached it that way because we definitely don't want to play a hometown show for our first show. We want to tour as much as possible before we really play even in California, at least to the best of my knowledge. Because, you know, when we have our lights set up and we literally have almost everything we need, we're building our live rigs and all our equipment and getting all that in order so we can start practicing next month. And I think we want to have all the kinks worked out of our set before we really play for our hometown, and we want to build like a presence, you know what I mean? Like making sure that it's great. And we know that we can pack a couple hundred people with just friends and family, and that's awesome. But we want to pull fans, you know, we want to pull dedicated fans, pull people that aren't just friends and family, because, you know, you can't expect your friends and family to buy the albums for the rest of your life. You know,
exactly.
That's just not how it works. And the support is awesome. And we absolutely love everybody who's been supporting us because it's been great. So that, you know, no negativity towards that. It's just, there's that simple dividing line of like, you know, we got to start having fans, you know, show up to our shows. And we really got to make that a top priority. So pushing all this content the way that we did, stretching it out until October, you know, and then possibly booking tours and shows in November and then all of next year. It just seems to us that it makes more sense to do it that way.
So like your first live show, what would it be like if you guys hook onto a tour? I mean, just go right onto the tour and do that?
Yeah, pretty much.
Wow.
Exactly right. We have a van and everything. We're almost ready to go, man.
That's freaking wild.
Put a lot into this. Yeah. We're ready, though. We've put a lot, man. A lot of money and a lot of time into this already. So it's the real deal.
So, all right. So what do you think is, like, the big thing that's really creating this buzz around you guys and getting the music out there, getting the videos seen? Like, what do you think is really pushing it out there for you?
I think well, the marketing that we did for Heroes on Facebook was a very good ad that we pushed, and it was in Heroes, the music video, the guy that's the demon that's like in the makeup and everything.
Yeah.
We pushed a picture of his face on Facebook going, "Is this the new face of rock?" So automatically you're gonna get a ton of people that are gonna comment on that and just rip it apart and destroy it. And then you're going to get a ton of people that really enjoyed it. And it doesn't matter if you like it or hate it. Someone's got something to say about it, which creates, you know, creates buzz in general. And then we had a ton of shares just from that one ad. So I think that really helped a lot. That Facebook ad that ran helped out a lot. There's over 177,000 views on it, I think, on just that post of people that saw it. So, you know, I think we put like a decent amount of money into that one, and pushed it for a while, and it might still be going if I'm not mistaken. And then, you know, we kind of did the same thing for Obvious. It was just a little harder to market that one. We had to rely on the visuals a lot, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah, we've just been running Facebook and Instagram ads, and then people will share it and then tell somebody or one other person, you know, and then, so I honestly think that's really just what created those results. Because the results for Hero were off the chart, man. Like we knew it was going to do good, but it did better than what we expected.
Can I tell you somewhere Mark Zuckerberg is sitting there laughing with a big smile on his face because he just loved that answer?
Really? I mean, I've heard bad things about you know, Facebook ads and stuff like that. But, I mean, in the end, there are major artists that use it, obviously. So it's got to be
right.
Working if you put enough money into it. And if you make, you know, you got these pro designers probably making these ads for these big artists. Obviously, we're not signed artists. We don't have a ton of money, like, you know, so we just kind of had to work with what we were given. And it just happened to go really well. You know, there's no real reason I can give you, you know, to have an exact answer on what I, you know, what it really was. But that's just my assumption, you know,
right.
What seems to be working. Oh, so Kyle says that the August 2nd is our official next release. So sooner than expected.
Now, are you able to tell us what the name of that single is going to be called, or?
Probably not, but I will. It's called No Life. I look at it this way. I'm probably going to get in trouble for really, really doing good things. Like someday, 2 years from now, if a tour manager tells me that we got to go and I still have 200 fans that are waiting there in the fucking cold or the heat, you know, to like meet us, I'm going to fucking stay. I'm going to fucking stay. And I'm not leaving until everybody's, you know, said hi. Like, I'm probably going to get in trouble for doing shit like that. I'm not going to lie. Because I don't have like self-control with stuff like this, you know. And it's like, you know, I'm doing this for the people, like, honestly, I'm doing this to meet people all over the world that are just as fucked up as I am. That's honestly what it is.
Well,
so
dude,
I owe them everything.
We gotta hang out, man. We seriously gotta hang out. We talked about a lot of fun.
I'm down,
shit.
Dude, we're gonna get into trouble. Yeah, we're gonna get into trouble though. Just know that.
Hey, you know what, it won't be my first time in trouble, so hey.
It's a good time. No, honestly, people that hang out with us are going to have a lot of fun. It's a good time.
That's awesome. That's so freaking awesome. So, all right. So where, so the album's coming out in October. It's going to be called Down in the Dark. We got singles coming up the next few months. Singles are out there now. Like where should we send everybody, you know, in case they miss the Facebook ads and the Instagram ads, where's the best place for them to go and see all these things and hear these things?
Okay, so we like to send everybody to our website, which is www.darkstationband.com. There is a link in our bio on Instagram. Our Instagram is darkstationband. You can find our website pretty much anywhere. Our Twitter, it's out there. So that's where we prefer people to go, especially because we got a sick line of merch coming out fairly, you know, soon in the next couple months. So. Yeah, that's where we want. That's going to be like the hub. You know, you can join our
sure.
email listing and, you know, all that good stuff through there. See our
awesome.
Videos and hear the music. And yeah.
So what I think you guys should do is, like, so when you get this tour lined up or whatever, I think you should just start in Philly and you can work your way back to the West Coast. And we can get in trouble, kick it off with a bang, and go from there.
You know, man, I want to go to the – so we filmed these last two music videos in North Carolina, so it was on the East Coast. And I've never been further than Nevada or Arizona because I was born in California, lived in California, Nevada, and Arizona for a little bit. But I've never been beyond that until we went to North Carolina to film Heroes. And then we went back to film these last two videos that we're going to release. And I just had the most amazing time there. I love the people. I love the atmosphere. The heat really wasn't that bad at the time we were out there. We got lucky. I don't like humidity, but I can handle it if I absolutely have to. So I really want to go out there, just tour the whole East Coast into Colorado and Utah, you know, maybe like all – I really want to go to every state. So that doesn't sound like a bad plan, man. I hope that's how it happens, you know, that we start from somewhere crazy or we, you know, that's what we're hoping for, man.
That would be awesome.
But I'll let the guys know. We'll get into some trouble for sure.
There you go. Hey, man, I'm like, my fingers are crossed and I'm hoping for it.
Yeah. I mean, same. Trust me. I'm, I'm counting down the days until we get out of here. I'm gonna once my apartment's off the lease, I'm gonna throw all of my shit into storage and just I'm ready to fucking go, dude. For years. I'm ready to go. However long it takes.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Well, dude, this was a great conversation, man. Great time. Much continued success with everything. And get out here to Philly. Let's do it. Come on. Let's rock.
I'll make a mental note of that. I'll text the guys right now. Make sure they hit up our new team and see what we can get. What we can get, man.
Awesome. Dude, thanks again for doing this, man. Take care, and hope to see you soon.
Great. Thank you for having me, man. You too.
No problem, man. Absolutely. Take care.
Bye. You too. Bye-bye.
Everybody, welcome back to Junior Ray Rocks. Bay Ragney here, and there he is, Nathan Sprades, and there they are, Dark Station, and that was the song Heroes, which was their first single and video. Like I said, check them out on YouTube. You can see all their videos. And like Nathan told us, they got a couple more singles videos coming out with the full-length album coming out later this year, probably around October. And just, you know, look for them all over the world, social media, you know, Google them and find out, you know, where they are. And get to their website and get all the info. Like them, love them, follow them, show them some love, tell them you're totally driven. And yeah, there you go. And you know what? Do the same for us too. Like us, love us, follow us here over Totally Driven Entertainment, Totally Driven Radio, or myself, Bay Ragney. And yeah, we'd much appreciate it. And you know, we'll do the same back to you. So how about that? So, all right, thanks to everybody for tuning in. Thanks to Nathan and everybody at Dark Station. Look forward for them to coming out here to the Philadelphia area and, you know, raising a little hell and doing a little partying, having a good old damn time. And, yeah, make sure you check us out live this Thursday night. We got Chris from the Rockin' Pod Expo, as well as from Decibel Geek Audio. He'll be our guest this Thursday night. We'll be getting all ready for Nashville in 2 weeks. So it's going to be a fun freaking time. So tune in. And remember these very important words I'm about to say to you. Stay driven. See you, everybody.